So let's just arrive into the mat, just finding yourself in a comfy position, using any of the props that you need, the block or the bolster, and just start off by just finding a comfy position. And we're just going to inhale through the nose and exhale from the mouth. Let's lengthen the spine, imagining an invisible thread gently pulling up from the crown of the head. We're just going to roll our shoulders back and down. Just allow the mat to support us. And just close your eyes if that feels comfy for you. Connecting with the breath. In and out through the nose. We're just going to start to lengthen the exhale a little bit more now. So inhale for four through the nose. And let's exhale for eight from the nose again. Just continuing with this round of breath. I choose to just enjoy the moment. I choose to be positive and happy, no matter what life throws my way. I choose to become my best self from this moment onwards. And just release. You can just soften your eyes open and just find a focal point or your drishti. We're just going to focus on something for a second, just noticing all the details, maybe something that you haven't looked at before. Becoming present in the moment. And gently just close your eyes and see if you can visualize that point of focus again. Connecting with the breath. We're going to move on to our three-part breath. So your choice if you want to stay sitting or if you want to come down to your back and anchor your shoulders into the mat, your knees bent, or maybe you want to use the bolster behind. If you like using the blocks, you can support yourself with a block just underneath your hips. And just find yourself in a comfy position that supports you And just connect into the breath. We're going to place one hand on our lower belly and one in our upper chest. Now this is your chance to really connect. Just visualizing the breath moving into part one, lower belly. Breathing in part two, the ribs and diaphragm. And then part three, our upper shoulders and chest. And then exhale, just allowing the release, the reverse. Three, two, and one. This is our Dirgha Pranayama. Just allow yourself to calm and still the mind, letting go any tension in the body. This is your time. You deserve this time to switch off, connect with yourself. I now let go of all my tension. My body feels relaxed. I spend this time for myself, for my body, mind, and soul. And then just release there. So if you're still in a seated position, we're going to come down to the floor now and you can remove the block or the bolster. We're just going to lie with our back flat on the floor. We're going to bend our knees and bring our heels close to our glutes. Let's anchor the shoulders down and allow the hands just to come to the sides, palms facing up. So our feet are hip width apart. And we're just going to take a very gentle pelvic tilt. So we're just going to inhale and just gently peel the hips off the mat. Exhale gently, roll them back down. Inhale through the nose. And then exhale as we gently lower down. Now either staying here if this is enough at this time, or we're going to come up to a full glute bridge. So we're going to use the inhale to peel all the way up. We're going to drive through the heels. We're going to try and have a straight line all the way from our knees to our hips to our shoulders. So we're lengthening the spine, engaging the glutes at the top here, the top of your extension. Breathing in and out through the nose. Draw that navel into spine. And then just exhale, gently rolling down through the spine. And then your own time, inhale, coming up. Now really driving through the feet here, engage the glutes, using the breath. And exhale, rolling down. From here, we can just bring our knees over hips. And then just gently allow the knees to drop to the side. So only as far as comfy for you, spinal twist. If it's an option for you, you can look away the opposite way that your knees are facing. Keep the opposite shoulder anchored into the mat. And just keep connecting to the breath. Then just gently rolling over to the other side. So just bringing the knees across. The option of looking away with your gaze. Now either just rolling onto your side to move into child's pose, or you can grab the backs of the thighs to help you roll up and then just turn around. So we're going to take child's pose, balasana. You can either keep your knees together and then your arms at your side, just bring your forehead down to the mat. Or if you want to go for the extended version, just bring the toes together, bring the knees nice and wide. And you can stretch the arms out in front. If you want to go for this version, just really extend the spine. And we're just going to use the breath. Energy out through the fingertips. Allow yourself to sink back into the hips. Just allow yourself to really ground into this position. We're just going to take 5 rounds of breath here, in and out through the nose. Just relax the shoulders, relax in the jaw. Always coming back to the breath. With each inhale, just breathing in positive energy. And every exhale, just letting go of any tension in the body. If it feels good for you, you can walk the hands to one side. Then back through center. Into the other side. From here, we're just going to bring our hands back to center. We're going to come up to a tabletop position and set up for our cow curls. So we're going to place our palms shoulder width apart and our knees hip width apart. Neutral spine, very slight micro bend in the elbows so that we're not locking back. Fingers facing forward. We're going to inhale as we lift the chest, bring the gaze up, looking in between the eyebrow. Gently bring the belly button towards the mat. And then exhale, curving the spine, looking down in between the knees. Inhale, lifting the chest and the tailbone. And exhale. Carving the upper spine. From here, we're just going to take some gentle hip circles. So we're just going to bring the weight forward in the inhale and exhale, just gently coming back. It's nice and gentle. You can just change direction when you're ready. From here, we're going to thread the needle. So just coming back to that neutral spine, tabletop position. So palms shoulder width apart. We're going to inhale and we're going to lift up one arm towards the ceiling. So we're opening the chest, opening the shoulder, and just looking up. And then exhale, we're going to thread through, bringing the shoulder down towards the mat if you can. Or if you're using a prop, feel free to use the bolster to support yourself under your neck. And then just coming back again, placing the palm back. I'm going to take the other side now. So inhale all the way up. And exhale, coming all the way through. And release there. We're just going to gently tuck the toes under and come up to downward dog. So if this is too much for you and you want to go back into the child's pose, just go for it. Or if you want to try downward dog assisted with a prop, if you want to try with your elbows supported, forearms, you can do it like a dolphin pose for you. And then you can just exhale and come up, pressing the hips up, or the regular down dog, palms shoulder width apart, feet hip width apart, tucking the toes under, and exhale, sending the hips high. Now you can bend the knees and just walk through the feet, walking through the Achilles and the calves. Draw the navel up into spine. Try and relax the shoulders as much as you can, pressing the chest back towards the thighs. And using the breath. And then you can just bend your knees and come back whenever you're ready. Let's go into child's pose again. So toes together, knees nice and wide. We're just going to stretch out in front. This time, if you want to use the bolster, you can actually give yourself a wee bit of a extended shoulder stretch in front if you want to hold on. And just allow yourself to sink a little bit more now into the mat. And just release there. Okay, grab yourself a wee drink or that if you need. Everybody feeling okay? Okay. We're just going to bring the soles of the feet together for Baddha Konasana and allow the knees just to drop to the sides. We're going to lengthen the spine and roll the shoulders back and down. That invisible thread pulling up from the crown of the head. Now, if you feel this is too much, you can support your knees. We're just going to close our eyes again here. Just allow ourselves just to ground ourselves into the mat. Allow the knees just to drop a little bit more. And if you would like, you can add in a little rock side to side. We're just going to roll the shoulders back and down. Let's bring the gaze up a little bit higher. Allow the collarbones just to release. And as we exhale, we're just going to take a gentle curve forward. So only as far as comfy for you. Just allow the weight of the head to relax forward. Allow the spine to decompress. And the option of maybe walking the fingertips out in front. Really just gently walking the fingertips back. Just lengthening and extending the spine. Nice and straight. Just roll the shoulders back and down. Just taking a little second. Then we're going to move into some standing postures. Just have a wee drink if you need. Okay, so we can either tuck the toes under and then just roll up through the body, or you can walk the hands up, coming up to a standing position, or if you want to start in a kneeling position, use the glutes to come up to a kneel and use one leg at a time. You can support yourself with your hands if you need. So we're just going to start with mountain pose, Tadasana. We're just going to bring the feet together. And we're just going to roll the shoulders back and down. We're going to try and use all four corners of the feet to equally distribute our weight. We've got a really soft knees, and just gently tucking the pelvis under a little bit as we lengthen the spine all the way up. And imagining that invisible thread. We're going to roll the shoulders back and down. Energy out through the fingertips. And just feel the energy drawn up through the feet. So imagine you have a feather on your head and a weight on your tailbone. Lengthening the spine. Mountain pose, nice and strong, stable. And just focusing on something in front, and I'd like you to set an intention for the rest of the day, for the rest of the week going forward. Think how you feel in this moment. Is there anything that you'd like to achieve? Any goals you'd like to set out? Just noticing the energy in the room. Okay, we're going to inhale. Let's just bring the arms up overhead, extended mountain pose. Bring the palms together. And just hold here. And then exhale, bringing the palms down into heart space. Press the palms together. Feel the energy between your fingertips, between your fingers and your palms. Draw the lats down the back, navel into spine. This time, inhale all the way up. And we're going to go for a very gentle side bend. Chest is still lifted. The next big inhalation, coming back up to center. And then changing over to the other side. And then inhale. And exhale. Bring the palms down. From here, we're going to bring our feet nice and wide into a squat. We're going to lengthen the tailbone. And as we exhale, just rotating the thighs out, navel into spine, roll the shoulders back and down. And let's inhale the arms up nice and high. And as we exhale, we're going to open up. So our arms come into a right angle, opening up the chest. Now let the breath help. So we're going to inhale and exhale. Maybe you can go a little bit lower. Just keep breathing here. And release. Okay. We're going to turn one foot out to the side and the other one slightly facing in. Okay, so the heels are in line. We've got one foot. If you're starting with the right foot, so the right foot out to the side and the left slightly tucking, facing in. We're going to breathe the arms up nice and high. Then we're just going to lengthen our triangle. So just imagine that somebody's pulling those fingers along to the side. And then we're going to gently just tip. So bringing the hand down to the shin. Now, if this is too much, you can actually bend the knee if you need that little bit more there. We're keeping the top shoulder open. So not allowing it to creep forward. And we're breathing into the open space here. It's really good for stretching the legs, strengthening as well. Now you can either look up towards the upper hand, or you can look down. You can also add in, if you needed a little bit more support there, you can actually support yourself with the block. From here, we can bend the knee. You can use the hand on thigh to help support yourself. And we're going to breathe the arms up nice and high. We're going to change the feet in position for coming back to that squat again. So let's bring the palms together at the top. We're going to exhale to rotate the thighs out, lengthen the tailbone, keeping the chest lifted. Bringing the gaze up if you can. And this time we're going to inhale the arms up and exhale as we open up. So we're going to occupy more space between the shoulder blades this time. Keeping the chest up and a long tailbone. That's it, Vanessa. And then we're just going to exhale just to release here. Everybody feeling okay? Feeling the energy moving? Okay, we're going to change the feet. Same thing the other side for triangle. So the foot turns out. Left foot to the side. Right foot slightly turned in. We're going to inhale the arms up nice and high. Shoulders down. And just stretch across. And then we're just tipping down. So just bringing the hand down to shin if you can. You can bend a knee if you need, or use the support of a block, or you could even bring the bolster up on its side. So just take the option. Works best for you. Keeping the top shoulder nice and open. Option of looking up or looking down. And then when you're ready, just bend in the knee and you can place your hand on your thigh just to help step the feet together. Okay, some faces being made. Everybody feeling okay? Mm-hmm. Let's just release this out. So let's just bring the legs nice and wide, and you can place your hands onto your hips. And we're just going to take some big circles, have big hip circles here just to release. And just change in direction when you're ready. And just release in there. Okay, we're going to step forward on our mat. And we're going to step into Virabhadrasana 1 or Warrior 1. So we're just going to step back one foot. We're going to bend the other knee. So we don't want our heels to be directly behind. We can have a little gap as we're going to try and square our hips. So we're facing the top of our mat. We're trying to square our shoulders to the short edge of the mat. We're going to bend the knee at the front and make sure that the knee's directly over the ankle. The back foot is roughly facing in around a 45 degree angle. We're going to squeeze the glutes, square those hips and shoulders to the front. You can place your hands on your hips if that's comfy for you. And as we exhale, just bend in a little bit deeper with the legs. So we're really finding depth here. Now the back leg, I want you to think of pressing continuously into the outer edge of the back foot. That's going to help use all the right muscles and just roll the shoulders back and down. So you can either keep the hands here, or we can inhale, bring the arms up. So driving through the front heel, outer edge of the back foot, bringing the gaze up, in and out through the nose. Maybe bringing the palms together. And exhale as we bring down into heart space. Now the option here, just to inhale, we're going to windmill the arms so that the arm comes down the back leg. Sun warrior. And we're breathing length out of hips here. So imagining the breath coming up. And then we're just going to exhale. Bring the hand down onto thigh if you need. And then we're just going to step all the way up. Okay? So we're going to go for the same thing, the other leg. So stepping back. So you know where to go. The 45 degree angle. A little bit of gap. So if you feel that your hips are actually not square, I would open your legs a little bit more to allow you to make sure that your hips are really facing the front. Okay? So that's going to be dependent on your flexibility, so feel free to adjust a little bit to make sure that you're facing the front and just bending the knee, checking the alignment and setting up there. So outer edge of the back foot, then we can inhale as an option, bringing the arms up, drive through the front heel, and let's exhale, bring the palms together into our heart space here. We're going to inhale, sun warrior. So let's bring the arm back. It's going to slide down the leg. And then inhale as we come back, so you can place your hand onto your thigh and just stepping up. Okay, grab a little drink if you need. Everybody okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're still doing the same warrior one. I'm just going to face side on this time. So we're going to move straight into the pose. So bend the knee, square the hips, and just getting into position, okay? So use the breath to set yourself up. And this time, let's go for eagle arms, okay? So the option to swing the back arm in front. Now you've got a couple of options. You can either have the backs of the hands, touching, or trying to get the palms together. Okay, so just take whatever option feels best for you. Or if this is too much, press the elbows together and then press the palms together as well. Okay, So just find the option that feels best for you. We're going to inhale. See if we can gently lift the elbows a little bit. So we're really opening up the upper back here, which in turn can help our lower back. Some folk mentioned about their back at the start. Now, option here, we can inhale and exhale. We can go for this extended warrior one. So just driving through the front heel, we're lengthening the spine, and we're just moving forward with the upper body. So we're still pressing into the outer edge of the back foot, finding depth in the legs here. Using the breath, and then release. We're going to transfer the weight now into a warrior three. It doesn't have to be really high at the back. We're going to transfer the weight onto the front foot, and you're going to see if you can lift the back leg off, okay? So only as far as comfy for you. I'll give you the option if you want, if you find it easier to bring your hands behind. So if you're doing it this way, stretch the fingertips all the way to the backs of your heels. Or if you want to bring the arms out to the side, it's personal preference. And then you can just lift the foot up, okay? So as you do this, think transfer the weight, draw the navel into spine, we're extending the leg, aiming to bring up in line with the body, in line with the hip. Or just bring it off. Just challenge yourself. And you can drop down at any time. So strengthening pose. And when you're ready, just releasing down. That's good, Lorna. Good, Claire. Oh, that's super. That's it. That was good. That was really good. So if you're doing the arms to the back, squeeze the shoulder blades together and extend. Well done, everybody. That's looking really good. Feels good when you get it, does it? Aye. But with these kind of poses, that's why it's like if you set up first the foundation, and then you just think, even if you're practicing this yourself, a wee bit every day, lifting up, you didn't have to go straight into a proper up and length. You can just lift up a little bit every day, once a day, and then you'll build up your own confidence for doing it. Okay, well done. We're going to take the other side. So setting up first, warrior one, Virabhadrasana one, knee over the ankle, roughly 45 degree angle at the back, squeezing the glutes, square the hips in front. Now let's take eagle arms again if you can. So back arm sweeps and take the option that works best for you. So backs of the hands, changing over, or press the arms together and then the palms. As we exhale, lower a little bit the front knee. Draw the navel in. We're going to inhale and just lift up the elbows a little bit. And then exhale, we're going to extend forward, lengthen the spine. Now from here, we're going to try going straight from warrior one to warrior three. So just think of transferring the weight, change the arms into the position that you want, and we're going to lift, float the back leg off, in line with the body, in line with the hip if you can, or just bring it off an inch off the floor if you need, using the breath to help maintain your balance, soften the knee to help stabilize yourself if that helps, and when you're ready, just land back down. And you can place hand on thigh and just stepping back up. Okay? Let's bring the legs nice and wide now for forward fold. All worked really hard. Let's inhale the arms up. We're going to exhale and we're just going to hinge forward from the hips. So we're going to hollow the core first, brace the core, then exhale, lower and forward. Now, you can place your hands down onto the mat if that feels good. Release the neck. You can bring the feet a little bit wider apart. If this is too much, use the props. So if you need to use the block, just go for it. With the block, you can think that there's three levels. So obviously the flattest, that side or that side, to give you the three levels. And just relaxing the head. If this is okay for you, maybe you can actually bring the feet a little bit wider and bringing the palms down, maybe relaxing the head. Depending on your body, maybe you can even bring the arms down. Just take whatever option feels best for you and just allow yourself to really relax in this forward fold. Just noticing how your body feels compared to the start of the class. And the option is just either pressing into the palms or the fingertips. And we're just going to extend the spine, a long spine, as we just come up, halfway lift. And then just exhale, coming back down. And we're just going to bring the legs in one by one. We're just going to bring our legs out in front, hip width apart. So we're just seated position with legs straight out in front. We're going to bend one knee into chest and just hug with the same arm as leg, finding length in the body. So just imagining that invisible thread again. We're going to inhale and exhale. So we take a nice open twist, so looking over the back shoulder. And then the option of bringing the back arm across, closed twist, you can bring the elbow over the knee, the back arm behind. And then just releasing there. We're going to allow the knee, the bent knee, to drop to the side now. Janusarasana, head to knee, forward bend. Just going to inhale and hinge forward from the hips. You can just relax. Lengthening the spine. You can move a little bit in this position here, just releasing the lower back. Thank you. And then when you're ready, we're just going to change over. So just support that knee by just bringing it up, swapping the legs over, bending the other knee this time into chest. Same arm is bent. Lengthen up through the spine. Inhale, exhale, open up. Nice open twist, looking over the back shoulder. Nice deep breaths in and out through the nose, allowing lots of oxygen in. Nice open heart space. And then the option of the closed twist, you want to bring the back arm across the body. Still finding length. And then release, just allow that knee to drop to the side, Janusarasana. And then just hinge forward from the hips. Same thing, you can move a little bit in this position, releasing the lower back. When you're ready, I'm just going to bring your little eye pillow and just find yourself in a comfortable position. Love that jumper. So I want you just to really settle yourself. Into a really comfortable position. Allowing yourself to completely relax. And just connecting with the breath. And I'd like you just to think of one thing that you feel grateful for in this moment. I want you just to imagine that each part of your body is becoming heavier and heavier. Heavy, just like lead. Feeling the right leg sinking into the mat. The left leg becoming so heavy. Sinking down like you couldn't lift it. Feel your head feeling heavy, sinking down into the surface, completely letting go. Releasing the sensation of heaviness from every part of the body. Now, let's awaken the sensation of lightness. Imagine that every part of your body is filling up like a helium balloon. Body becomes lighter and lighter. Right leg becoming light, lifting up. Left leg filling up, floating up. Your hips and torso becoming light, filling up just like a helium balloon. Entire body floating up, light as air. Experiencing lightness throughout the entire body. Absolute lightness. Letting go of the sensation. Allowing your body to completely release the feeling of floating. Connecting to the breath. In and out through the nose. Knowing that you can always come to this place of relaxation anytime. Becoming aware of your breath, your body resting, breathing by itself, feeling the sensation of your body's breath, hold that feeling. Say to yourself in your mind, I am kind to myself. I am always doing the best that I can. You can slowly start to wiggle your fingers and toes, allowing your eyes and your awareness to adjust back into the room and into the rest of your day. Thank you so much for practicing with me. Namaste.